Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Ooh, welcome back to the show, everyone. Okay, so before I get started, as per usual, don't forget to pause the show right now. Give it a 5-star review, follow it, all those things. Leave a comment like, oh my gosh, Scott is amazing, the Da Vinci of our time. And then resume the show right now so that we get back to it. Okay, so do that right now so that it helps other people find the show like you, because this is amazing free content for you. And why not? Why not? Why would you not do this? It's so easy. It's free. Do it. Okay. So I'm on a bunch of different like Facebook groups and Instagram thingies, you know, because I'm there as an expert to help people along the way for free. Totally give out free advice all the time. So feel free. If you're not following me already, you should, because I do give out a lot of free advice. But I saw this thing where someone was struggling to go to the gym. They didn't know how to get started. And fair enough, right? A lot of people don't know how to get started, because it's like, how do you get started? It's a very good question, because it's like subtly complex, because it's a lot of people gave horrible advice. And I will say this straight up. I think horrible advice when someone's like, I don't know how to get started. I don't know what to do. Someone please help me. And the response is just go to the gym. Just start going. Like, what? Just go. Like, when someone says, I'm having trouble, I don't know what to do, and someone says, just start going, I think that's pretty horrible advice. And not because you're not right. I think it makes it very simplistic in what they're going through. If someone is asking for help, if someone is like, and this could be you, right? Like, I don't know where to get started. I don't know what to do. And someone just tells you, just go do it. Just go do it. It's like, I love the concept of just doing something inherently, but when they're asking that question, I think you have to dive in a little deeper. You can't always just get by with just this raw, like, I'm going to do it, you know, raw, just tough it out and, you know, go for swim with polar bears. Like, you can't, not everyone has built that way, okay? Not everyone is just this rah, rah, I'm just going to do it and figure it out. Because if that was the case, they wouldn't be asking this question, right? They wouldn't be asking these questions to begin with, because they would already have that mindset and they would have already done it. They clearly don't have that. They clearly don't have that kind of mentality, which is totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. I also think that it goes deeper than just not acting upon it. I think what you really need to do in that instance, when you don't know what to do, is you need to get crystal clear on what you want. Why would you go to the gym? Why do you want to get started? Why do you want to get in shape? What is the reason behind wanting to do this? That, I think, is the very important part. Because a lot of people just do it because, oh, I want to get healthy. Okay, great. But like, really, why? Why? Dig deep down. What I told the person, instead of just doing it, I said, look, like, that's good advice. You should just start moving. You need to take action. But they're missing the first step. The action part is like the second step. You need to create intent with emotion. Okay, remember that. Creating intent with emotion. So get emotional about what your goal is. Get emotional about what you want to do, why you want to do it, and then create that aligned action of going to the gym. But unless you have an idea of what you're trying to do and having a fundamental understanding of that, and then also a fundamental understanding of like the intent behind it, well, I think that a lot of people miss that, and that's why a lot of people do the yo-yoing, where they'll go to the gym for 2 weeks, don't see results, they quit. They'll try losing weight for 3 months, they lose 10 pounds, then gain it back. Like, you'll see these things over and over and over again. So the idea of just doing it doesn't always work. It works when you have a solid foundation, and these people clearly do not have a solid foundation. So that's why I don't like the advice. The advice itself is great at stage 2 or 3, but not stage 1. They're clearly at stage 1. They clearly need to create a mental foundation of what they want to do, of what you want to do, okay? So you need to create this mental foundation. And then, you know, it's the intent, it's the emotion, get involved with it, understand why you're doing it, because just doing something is great to start, but that's more motivation-based versus discipline-based. Motivation-based is like, a drug you have to keep doing over and over and over again to get, and they have to do more of it to get the same effect. Because motivation's fleeting. It goes away. It doesn't last very long. The second you don't feel great, the second you're not feeling your best, or something doesn't go right, or it's cold out, or whatever the circumstance is, motivation goes away. No one's motivated at 5 in the morning. I shouldn't say no one, but 5 in the morning, freezing cold, wind chill is minus 10, like gotta ice off your car. Like, no one wants to do that. The difference is discipline. Okay, you'll do it anyway. You'll just do it. But the reason you build discipline, how you build discipline, is because you started at stage one. And stage one is building that intent, building that emotional response, emotional reaction to the goal that you have, so that you have that strong foundation, so that when you don't want to do something, when you're not sure what to do, you're going to do something because you know you need to, because it's part of your goal. You're not going to sit around whimpering, whining, what do I do? How do you? Because you've already figured out, I want to lose 40 pounds, okay, because X, Y, Z, Q, 5, whatever, all the reasons, okay? Now, I've created this emotional attachment to it, and now I can get started. And by the way, you might not know what to do at the gym. That's fine too, but you're going to go. You're going to figure it out. You're going to start researching. You're going to look up YouTube. You're going to look up coaches. You might get a mentor. You might get a coach, which, by the way, is not a bad thing. You should get a coach. You should talk to someone if you don't know any idea what to do, but you have a goal and you have a dream in mind of what you want to do. You should get someone to help you who's been there and done it, or been there and knows how to get you to the result you want. Okay, you should do that. The point is, though, when you just tell someone to grit it out, just do it, like, what's wrong with you? Why won't you do this? Just toughen up. I'd like that once they have the foundation. But if you don't have the foundation, it leads to this culture that we currently have in the United States of people starting and stopping, 6 months later, starting, stop. It's just, it's constant. And by the way, the numbers back up what I'm saying. The numbers back up that in the United States, like, obesity is on the rise. We're at over like 42% obesity in the United States, over 72% overweight. Like, it's risen since 2000 by 12%. I mean, like, we're getting bombarded here. And so this mentality of just doing it, I think, is a very good one at a certain phase in the approach, but not the first piece of advice that someone's asking for when they don't know what to do. Okay. So that's the argument. That's the message for today, is if you want to get started, if you're not sure where to get started, focus internally first, focus on yourself, focus on building a solid foundation. Once you figure out your goal, once you figure out your reasons why, once you get emotionally attached to it and you create that intent, then we can talk about just getting going, just moving forward and making those things happen. And if you need help figuring out what your goal is and identifying all the reasons why and getting on that path, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Get on the calendar. We'll have a quick conversation, 20, 30 minutes. Let's see where you are and how we can get you from point A to point B. But it all starts with building this rock solid foundation so you can build discipline and not rely on motivation. Because if you rely on motivation, you're not going to achieve your goal, period. Okay. You have to rely on discipline, habit building, routine, and changing your life along the way versus I'm going to do this for 5 months and be done forever. No, it's create this intent, create the goal that you want, and then you can see the results and just keep going and do it when you're in the journey itself. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.